From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United Nations Security Council unanimously approved tough new sanctions on North Korea Saturday, including a ban on exports worth over $1 billion. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley praised the new sanctions.
The resolution we've passed is a strong united step toward holding North Korea accountable for its behavior. Today, the Security Council increased the penalty of North Korea's ballistic missile activity to a whole new level.
The resolution also bans countries from giving any additional permits to North Korean laborers, another source of money for Kim Jong-un's regime, and it prohibits all new joint ventures with North Korean companies and bans new foreign investment in existing ones. Foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, said the recent ballistic missile launches and nuclear tests by North Korea threaten peace, security, and stability in the region and the world. Philippine Foreign Affairs spokesperson Robespierre Bolivar.
We, the foreign ministers of the ASEAN, reiterate our grave concern over the escalation of tensions in the Korean Peninsula.
Arriving in Manila Saturday, South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa says she would welcome the opportunity to talk with her North Korean counterpart at the ASEAN Regional Forum, which begins Monday. The annual forum is a grouping of 27 nations, including both Korea's, Russia, and the United States. The U.S. is condemning a move by Venezuela's new Constitutional Assembly to oust the country's chief prosecutor. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert says the removal of Luisa Ortega was illegal and an attempt to tighten the authoritarian dictatorship of President Nicolas Maduro. This is VOA News. Rwandans have overwhelmingly voted to extend Paul Kagame 17 years in office. From Reuters News, Joel Labie reports.
A crushing victory for the man labeled Rwanda's forever president, Paul Kagame, claiming a third term in office, extending his 17 years in power. Election officials say it was virtually a no contest, Kagame sweeping the ballot with an astonishing 98% of votes. If anything, this election has long been touted as a mere formality for the incumbent, his leadership viewed by many as the success story that shook off Rwanda's brutal past. 800,000 people killed in ethnic bloodshed 2 decades ago before then rebel Kagame brought stability. Rwanda is now also one of the fastest moving economies in Africa. But critics accuse Kagame of abusing civil liberties and the media and of brutally suppressing opponents. Frank Habineza, leader of the only registered opposition party, described the election as a good step forward for democracy. But with barely 1% of the vote going his way, it's clear a nation bearing so many horrible scars feels safer with the status quo.
Joel Labie from Reuters News. Vinny Ruvaga is in Nairobi and explains how Kenya's Elections Observation Group, or ELOG, will use parallel vote tabulation to monitor the upcoming presidential election.
ELOG officials say PVT works in 5 steps. In the first stage, observers go to polling stations and verify whether they have network coverage. Once this is verified, the second step entails the observer filling out a simulation form and sending it to the data center. This ensures the observer understands the process of reporting via text message or SMS. The third step involves the message check, where the database receives the text and checks for any errors in answering. The fourth step involves the data reporters contacting observers who have not yet reported and troubleshoots. The fifth and final step includes a data quality check where errors and inconsistencies are flagged by the database automatically.
The election is on August 8th. U.S. is searching for 3 Marines missing after their MV-22 Osprey crashed off Australia's eastern coast. 26 people were aboard the aircraft and 23 have been rescued. The crash is under investigation. The United Nations confirms it has received notifications from the United States about its intention to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement, quote, unless it identifies suitable terms for re-engagement, end quote. The U.S. Department of State said Friday that it will continue to participate in international climate change negotiations during the withdrawal process, which is expected to take at least 3 years. From Washington, D.C., I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.